Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, should you choose. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. The Pro XPN toll-free line. You can also call in 855-450-3733. You can use Skype if you like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into some of the most ridiculous news, tech news, I guess if you want to call it, maybe police state slash tech news that I've seen. The photograph is particularly ludicrous. It shows some cop-looking guy with a snout.
What?
A big snout.
What?
A big electronic snout.
he's got what looks like a megaphone, something that, you know, like a cheerleader's megaphone.
Mm.
But instead of the megaphone up to his like a cylinder, instead of up to his mouth, it's up to his nose.
I don't even know what I'm looking at. This looks like something out of The Onion.
It looks like a joke. It really does look like a joke. But this is from The Telegraph in the UK, and the story.
You know, they may have been inspired by Professor Farnsworth, whatever his name is, from that space cartoon that I can't recall the name of.
I don't know, but it definitely does seem cartoonish.
A smell-o-vision.
This is called, they're calling it a nose telescope, and I guess, you know, it does kind of look like a megaphone because it's got that handle on it like a megaphone would have. It's not quite as wide at the front as a megaphone. It does appear to be more telescopic looking, but having it attached to one's nose makes it look incredibly snout-like, and it's sort of ironic that it's going to be used by the police. But what for, you ask? Well, as according to David Millward at the Telegraph in the UK, as more cities in America legalize cannabis, attention has switched to the pungent smell that wafts from the joint itself. Denver has passed a new odor ordinance with a potential $2,000 fine for anyone found guilty of polluting the atmosphere. The need to draw up standards emerged, they say, because of the confusion over the legal position of whether somebody smoking marijuana in their own home could be committing an environmental offense when the smell seeps into the street. Under the new law, an offense is committed if the odor is detectable when the smoke is mixed with 7 times the volume of clean air. This just seems absolutely insane to me thus far. Let me continue.
So it's just marijuana smoke?
Apparently.
Because I'm pretty sure marijuana smoke's better for you than, say, automobile exhaust.
Yes.
And what about stinky people? I don't like being around stinky people.
And apparently then they're going to pay somebody to walk around with this thing and put it up to their nose and smell. Yeah. Like, are they going to hire somebody who's really good at smelling things?
And what they need is they need a full face one. That way the people don't have to show their face after wearing this weird gadget.
The nose telescope, also known as an olfactometer, is the device used to measure the concentration of cannabis in the air. I am just amazed that something like this even exists.
Okay, so right now I'm looking at the name of the show that I can think of is Futurama. And I'm looking at Futurama Wiki, and it's the smelloscope.
Mm.
The smelloscope was an invention created by Professor Farnsworth. It allowed users to smell odors over extremely long distances. Though it was damaged in Bender's Big Score, it later returned intact, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so this was created actually on Futurama. I guess maybe they were inspired by it.
The nose telescope, again, will be measuring cannabis concentration in the air. It has something of a Heath Robinson appearance with a telescope-type device attached to a nose piece.
Who the Denver police Heath Robinson?
Have opted, I don't know, Heath hyphen Robinson.
All right.
Denver police have opted for something called the Nasal Ranger, costing $1,500. However, the more sophisticated version of the technology, which also records both the concentration and GPS coordinates of where the offending whiff was recorded, costs $3,500. This does, however, include a subscription to a patented odor tracker program. Denver is one of a number of cities across the U.S. who have legalized pot. They go on to point out that apparently Portland, Maine also voted to legalize it the other day. Now, Gizmodo actually has some more details on this ridiculous device. But, you know, what an outrageous idea. first off, that somebody would come up with this thing in the first place, but secondly, that it's illegal to have too high of a concentration of marijuana smoke in one place? I don't even understand. Like, you just legalized marijuana, people in Denver. What is going on here?
Well, this is probably, I can't remember specifically, to help me out if you think I'm wrong, that marijuana was legalized by some kind of referendum by the people versus in this circumstance, this is like the city council putting something in play. Mm-hmm. Generally, you have far more conservative and controlling people in charge as politicians than you do sort of the general public. So, yeah, this makes perfectly good sense for something they do. What doesn't make any sense is the inconsistency surrounding it. Cigarette smoke, worse for you than cannabis, than marijuana smoke. I know that you've seen different, but there are dubious studies, and they're quoted over and over again, and they're generally quoted by people that don't like marijuana. Secondarily, automobile exhaust, clearly worse, but they're not going to go after, well, automobiles that everybody drives. They're just going to go after marijuana smokers.
So there's more to this story here. In fact, ironically enough, The Blaze has a version of the story. We'll get to that here in a moment. Justin is in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about the olfactive sensor. I'm kind of curious. It sounds like this would be like an unreasonable search and seizure. I mean, if they're just walking down the street using this thing, and they happen to smell a strong odor, and it's telling them that it's coming from your house, then, you know, is that going to give them probable cause to search your home?
We'll let the lawyers figure that out in 3 or 4 years, son, after we've gone ahead and busted hundreds, if not thousands, of people for it.
Well, the claim,
who the hell do you think you are telling the lawyers what the law is?
The claim in the Blaze story is that smoking and growing pot apparently won't set off the alarm. So I'm not even sure why they're buying this thing. It says here, even the herbal smell of marijuana smoking or growing doesn't violate a law, though. However, it's good practice to make an effort to reduce odors. Councilman Charlie Brown told the Post, if I was hosting a birthday party for 7-year-olds in my backyard and the neighbor's marijuana smoke was drifting over the fence, I would be concerned. The best way to prevent that is to communicate with your neighbor. The truth is, creating an ordinance to prevent it is very difficult, but the council is looking at a variety of options.
Bet they are.
So, this is the most confusing story to me. Justin, other thoughts you want to share?
Nope, that was it. I just wanted to weigh in on that, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. According to KMGH-TV, odor complaints related to marijuana have more than doubled from 7 to 16 between 10 and...
from 7 to 16. I mean,
is this
16
Denver?
Complaints? I mean, come on. You probably have 16 complaints
Denver.
Yes. Over anything.
Denver! There are 16 complaints from Denver! Somebody, more people called up seeing flying monkeys than this.
We've gone up to just over one complaint per month.
It's an epidemic. This is crazy. How much do they spend on their schnozometer here?
So $855.
$1,500 a go?
$855, $450 free.
How many of these are they going to buy, and how much is that per complaint?
I don't know.
We should just inundate them with stupid complaints. They'll buy a new kind of dumb meter for it.
So, again, your thoughts are welcome here, 855-450-3733. You know, I don't really understand why, if on one hand...
they're building a case, Ian. This is essentially the study. Yes.
So Ben Stiller is this guy who's an investigator with the Denver Department of Environmental Health. He says they use the device to help track down odor law violators, but on the other hand says that smoking and growing pot won't set off the alarm on the device.
So what odors are they looking for?
I don't understand
it. Or smelling for?
855, 450 free. It's just absolutely ridiculous, this thing, this device. We'll continue here in moments, and you, and we'll see if we can dig up more information on exactly, you know, what will set this thing off. Somebody farts too much? Is that going to do it? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We continue to investigate this smelloscope device, the Nasal Ranger, as it's been called. And what are they doing with it? If it can't detect, all the news stories are like, written like, oh my God, they're going to be busting marijuana smokers in Denver. But on the other hand, the guy who's the expert on this thing, apparently, or who uses it on a regular basis with the Department of Environmental Protection, says it can't detect, marijuana odor.
Do you suppose, like, all right, so I've been watching Breaking Bad, which is, the show
excellent
is over.
Show.
Right, the show is over, but I was watching it, like, on Netflix and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that show's about a guy who's cooking up meth. And not something I knew a whole lot about, but, you know, I guess a lot of people, like, cook meth in their garage or in a shed or something. I wonder if that, I would think there must be smell from something like that.
Oh, it's supposed to be not just noxious, but deadly.
Yeah, so I wonder if something like this smeller thing would work to smell out meth labs, you know?
It certainly could. If the concentration of the smell is high enough, then it can detect it. So, in theory, if there were enough concentration of marijuana smoke in one place, it would be able to detect it, meth lab odor, or
so
whatever.
If it was a really good party, then... then
or
would be
if somebody's hotboxing a car, maybe. I don't know. But
hotboxing a car...
So hot boxes, marijuana slang for smoking up in an enclosed place.
Oh, I thought hot boxing meant that you really pulled on the
joint. May be other definitions for hot boxing. I mean, slang is what it is, but yeah, okay. Generally, and when I was growing up, that's what hot boxing was.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the folks you hung out with anyway. when you were in school, and SchoolSucksProject.com talks about. Real
nice
education. What's that?
Nice segue.
Thank you. I was doing my very best. I thought it was a little stilted, frankly. They talk about real education, obviously the kind that Ian didn't get about hot boxing, as opposed to state indoctrination. They talk about self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies, and a fair bit of history thrown in at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so I'm going to continue with this Smell-O-Vision story here, and then coming up later on, an update on Pussy Riot's Nadezhda Tolokonikova. She has been apparently found, and it's not necessarily good news, but she's alive. Denver Post has a story that makes more sense about this. They actually interview Ben Siller from the Department of Environmental Health, Denver Department of Environmental Health. So this is Denver's own department, not the state of Colorado. Story from the Denver Post. Ben Siller looked ridiculous on a recent afternoon, standing on a downtown Denver street corner with a giant device clamped to his face, sniffing the air for odorous evidence of marijuana. "What are you doing?" asked Jimmy Smith, owner of the Higher Expectations Dispensary south of Mississippi Avenue near the South Platte River. In the dawning age of legal marijuana in Denver, the city's getting more and more complaints about the unmistakable odor wafting through the streets, a skunky herbal scent that has prompted dozens of calls to the city's hotline. Well, the last article we read said it was 16 calls in the last year. That's when Siller that was 2012, so maybe there have been more in 2013.
It's jumped up.
Yeah, it went up from like 6 to...
Well, if you consider that there's the old adage that a marijuana cigarette is 10 times as deadly as a cigarette. By the way, I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true
either. That's nonsense.
There's a lot of science to the contrary, but it's just sort of an adage.
If that were true, then people would be dead from marijuana smoking, and not a single person's ever died from smoking pot.
They've never been able to show that, no. But it doesn't really matter what people what science says if people believe something different. Mm-hmm. So if you have heard that stuff in DARE class and you don't know much beyond that, or you heard it someplace, and then you smell some of that deadly marijuana smoke, you think to yourself, "Dear God, I've done got the second hands," and that's it. You know, you're like, I'm dying of cancer over here. I got to call the law.
So, in the dawning age of the legal marijuana, they've been getting a bunch more complaints, apparently. That's when Siller, with his nasal ranger device, jumps into action. An investigator with the Denver Department
nasal ranger
environmental health, Siller, for 26 years, has been looking into odor complaints in his job for nearly three decades.
Oh, my gosh. What an awful job. This guy has to go around smelling bad things.
That's right.
It's like when your friend says, "Oh, my God, smell this," right? You don't want to.
Oh, this to man. That. I mean, can you imagine getting asked what his job is?
I'm a nasal inspector.
Another day back
something
to work.
Something smells awful over here. Can you come over and smell it?
Gets a bunch of requests from his friends.
Yeah.
Smells all the time.
Stick that nasal ranger under the sheets here for a second.
This poor man.
chose the job.
This is the problem with the state. I mean, look at these poor, unproductive people. I mean, this man who could be doing something that wasn't laughably.
You know, it's interesting because
for a pension,
there are people who have legitimate jobs doing like smelling and tasting. You know, like professional smellers and professional tasters that might work for a large corporation that's dealing with maybe perfumes or with foods, right? And so they have to kind of figure this stuff out. And I've seen, at least on maybe a documentary or something, some people that do this kind of stuff. So there is room for people that need to smell things in a world without government.
Oh, it's certainly true.
You know, but this just seems ridiculous, really, that you'd be going around with this thing trying to smell for marijuana.
Well, there's no doubt that there's environmental poisoning, too. I mean, people... The things that people create emit all kinds of different noxious fumes, deadly fumes, and things like that. There has to be that first line of defense against this kind of poisoning of the environment. There's no doubt. But this people here appear, from where I sit, they appear to be operating on a fallacious concept that marijuana smoke is deadly, and deadlier than, say, cigarette smoke or something like that. So at that point, they would have to come together with an arbitration agency. In a world without a one monopoly state, they'd have to come with an arbitration agency. They'd have to prove, in fact, that marijuana smoke is deadly, rather than running along with sort of the ONDCP's wives' tale.
Not only that, they would have to prove that it was deadly secondhand, because that's what we're really talking about here.
Yeah, they'd have to take, because there's these, if the government puts out a study and says secondhand smoke doesn't give you the cancers, then, you know, people are just going to believe it because they want to.
But, you know, if you're talking about secondhand smoke getting in your way, the only place it can feel like I think that would even be possible would be in a city, right, where you're really on top of everybody.
Yep.
But in there, if you're on the streets, man, you're sucking in all that exhaust from those cars, and that's terrible for you.
Well, but nobody's rallying against cars. You've got these busybodies who are upset about the idea of legal marijuana, and this is how they're going to deal with it. This is their plan. Well, now we're offended by the odor, and an ordinance must be passed to put a stop to this, but it seems that at this point, the ordinance itself is actually still in the crafting stages. And this man on the street is just coming down and seeing if the marijuana concentrations are exceeding the 7-to-1 ratio that is necessary to be a violation of the environmental law.
Essentially, this is the study before the law.
So this guy probably got a nice little contract to do this.
He's 30 years.
26 years is what he's... this is his regular job. We'll give an example of where he's used this in a different area. This isn't just for marijuana.
Mr. Sniffer.
We'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts if you'd like. This thing just seems so Orwellian to me, by the way. 855 453, but funny.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128 page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Sick and tired of the police state? Because that's, as funny as this story is, that's ultimately what we're talking about here, is this nasal scope thing. Olfactometer, as it is called, is a nasal telescope. The Nasal Ranger is the brand name.
Nasal Ranger.
It is. It's a creepy thing. It looks funny. It looks ridiculous when
it sounds ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. But there's not much about it that isn't ridiculous.
It's scary, though.
You know, it's just another thing for the government to point at you. To judge you, just like,
you know,
when you're driving down the highway and you see that cop and he's pointing that gun, meaning
or all the cameras,
the laser gun, mm-hmm. trying to track your speed. I don't like that. Don't care for that. And it's just another thing for them to point at.
Maybe they should arm one cop up with like all of the things he can point.
Yeah.
You got on one hand, you got the radar gun. On the other hand, you've got the taser. You've got of course, this nasal thing. So you could have that sort of mounted to your head.
Yes.
Permanently. Cameras, have that on your head. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. But if you're getting sick of the police state and you feel frustrated because it seems like there's not really much you can do about it, then what I would suggest is that you move to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, join the Free State Project. Before you move, join the Free State Project. Then start planning your move to be more free, to be with other people who love freedom and who are willing to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. There are 20,000 people who are going to be joining the Free State Project. We have 15,000 of them already. It's just a matter of closing that last gap, getting from 75% to completion, and then the move period begins. Once we reach 20,000 people who've signed up for the Free State Project, there's then a five-year window of time which all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire. The three of us on the show tonight, we moved early. So we're some of the first 1,500. I've heard that the 1,500 number is coming soon. It's like 9 people away from that. So we're literally less than 10 people away from that milestone. But there are over 15 or about 1,400 some people here who are here now as part of the Free State Project. Some of them were already here in New Hampshire when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire. But most of them, over 1,000 of them, have made the move here, like we did. And you can join us if you're tired of the constant growth, intrusiveness, oppressiveness, expense of government. Come together with people who feel like you do and do something about it. Just don't just complain about it. Do something.
Now, the one thing that I think is worth mentioning about the Free State Project, because I see this kind of pop up on Facebook sometimes, people will say like, oh, well, why New Hampshire? Well, what's important to know is the Free State Project is really just an agreement of people wanting to get together in one state in order to get active for liberty. And the state was not chosen until there was 5,000 members of the Free State Project, and at that time there was a vote. So the people who actually signed up made a vote themselves as to what the best place would be. And the reason New Hampshire was chosen was many reasons.
No, there's 101 sure. reasons that it was chosen, and you can find that at freestateproject.org.
Right, but what that really means is that it is the best place because it was chosen by 5,000 dedicated people who are just dedicated to liberty. They voted and chose New Hampshire.
And analyzed all of the options very closely.
Right, and so
there was a big debate before the state was chosen on the Free State Project forums. There was a forum all about, in this forum, the set of forums, one of the sub-forums was all about which state. And that was when everybody just kind of threw in their best pitches for each state. And then actually when the vote happened, there was a 40-page document that went with the ballot where the supporters of each state, because they all had their supporters, basically made their best pitch they possibly could make and outlined all the reasons they thought people should move to their state. And
right.
New Hampshire's pitch was awesome.
Right.
And
it was awesome as evidenced by the fact that it left the other states in the dust in the vote. I mean, the next closest was Wyoming, and I think, was it some... I don't know what my memory is, but it was by a long distance that New Hampshire was chosen over Wyoming.
Yeah, and so I guess why I feel that New Hampshire and the Free State Project is so compelling and so strong is because any other movement that I've seen... it has failed to reach this thing where they say, hey, let's get a bunch of people to agree to move somewhere, and then once we have a lot of people agreeing, then we'll choose it. No, I haven't seen that at all. The Free State Project's the only one I've seen that has done that, where it said, this isn't about where you're going to move, it's about that you're dedicated to liberty and we're all going to choose together where to move.
I would have gone to Alaska if it had won.
Sure.
In Anchorage or wherever.
Sure, but New Hampshire did win.
Places in Alaska that are less cold than New Hampshire,
and
frankly.
So if you see these other any of these other projects that might pop up, you have to ask, like, is that, you know, is this just somebody promoting an area? And that's fine if they want to promote an area, but, you know, New Hampshire was chosen for a reason, and we would like to see you here if you're a liberty lover.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to freestateproject.org, and then also go to the New Hampshire... Man, we're getting a lot of silly noises from our ISDN line tonight. Hopefully, I don't think our radio listeners can hear it, so thank goodness. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org and then also go to nhlibertyforum.com. That's nhlibertyforum.com because the Liberty Forum is coming up, and it's going to come up fast. I mean, we're literally just a few months away at this point. It's toward the end of February, and there are going to be all kinds of great speakers. In fact, I believe they just announced today that Jim Bovard is going to be speaking.
Now, sweet.
That's a pretty big name within the Liberty Movement, and you can go and see him speak, and all kinds of excellent folks who have all manner of interesting opinions and are very freedom-oriented, and the event is February 20th through the 23rd. We are currently in discussions with the FSP about broadcasting live from the event. Generally, Free Talk Live is there every single year. We just get to lock down all the details this year. So, again, look forward to seeing you there at nhlibertyforum.com. Let's continue here with this absolutely outrageous, silly, and ridiculous, and kind of scary story out of Denver about the Smelloscope, the Nasal Ranger, is the brand name of this silly device that an enforcer, and I think you're absolutely right about this, Mark, what you've suggested, that this is a study period, that they are going around using this device to measure marijuana use. They're going out to complaint calls from people who are complaining about the scent of cannabis smoking. They're registering it with this device, and they're crafting an ordinance to have some kind of an effect, some sort of violation, if you are caught violating a smell ordinance, some sort of a concentration of marijuana smoke, if it is present, it, according to this device, if this ordinance passes, would be illegal in Denver. That's what they're working on here. That's why they're doing
it. You know, I could see like these busybodies being like, where they just want you to stay in your house, don't smoke outside, don't be showing this to anybody.
Right.
Like, yeah,
it is illegal in public.
Yeah, if you want to be smoking, don't come outside. Stay in your house.
Well, but they want you to smoke cigarettes outside, right?
Yes, yeah. They do, because they don't want you to smoke it in your house or in your car.
Renters, and I had to, you know, there was this part in our contract with the renters that, you know, this is a drug-free home. And I'd just have a conversation with them about, look, just smoke it outside, okay? You know, there's good reasons for that. You don't want it in the curtains or anything like that. As I understand, marijuana smoke isn't like cigarette smoke and doesn't really get in the curtains.
No, it tends to go away over time. So back to the story here from Denver Post. An investigator with the Department of Health has been called out to this. He's been working with the department for years, 26 years as a matter of fact. And he says some of the complaints that he gets ranges from smoke complaints, just regular smoke, from a kitchen, perhaps, or industrial odors. He'll bring the device into the area and sniff the air, determining whether the odor violates the city's odor law. Rarely, he says, does that happen. He says it has to be a very strong odor. The pungent odor of marijuana plants or even secondhand pot smoke, he says, won't violate the odor law. But that means as it's written today. That's for its current iteration. So they could change that. See, what I was mistaken on before is this 7-to-1 ratio. That's the law, apparently, not what this machine.
They want to make
detect.
A special law for them that their marijuana.
That's
that
probably,
loco weed.
Yeah, that's probably what they're looking at doing here. In fact, the last time a smell surpassed the 7-to-1 dilution threshold was in 1994.
This guy's been employed for 20 years, and there hasn't been a violation
That's
of his
right.
office. Oh, my God.
But now this could be his heyday. This could be the moment in the sun for this man.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about this Smell-O-Vision story, the Nasal Ranger. It's a
Nasal Ranger
device you attach to your nose. It looks like a big pig snout, a really big pig snout, and apparently it's going to be used at some point, the theory is at least, to bust marijuana smokers in the city of Denver. Device is already in use in the streets to respond to complaints about marijuana smoking, but with the current ordinance on the books, the current concentrations of marijuana are not reaching the concentration necessary.
They don't want to bust people for smoking. They want to bust them for smoking too much.
They want to bust people for offending other people's sense of smell.
Yes.
And what they're trying to figure out is how they can write an ordinance that will accomplish that at this point. So this is, as Mark suggested,
they
research.
Have an ordinance for too much concentration of
some sort of offensive smell.
Pollutant or whatever, and it hasn't been violated because this guy's been on the job for almost three decades, and it hasn't been violated since 1994.
Right.
That's 20. Is that right? 20
years ago. 19
years ago.
Yeah.
19 years ago. This is the last time that this law was violated. So you could see what a pressing and urgent matter this is in Denver.
So we'll get into the rest of that story here in a moment. I want to invite you to proxpn.com/FTL. You've heard us talking about how ProXPN has sponsored the phone lines here, and that means that you guys have been responding to this and responding positively because ProXPN is a great product. It is a virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning that as soon as your data leaves the laptop, before it leaves your device, maybe it's you just got the new iPad that you ordered today, Marcus. There are Android app versions of ProXPN. So if you want to make your device that you're using as private as it can be online, ProXPN is a huge step in the right direction. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can use whatever sort of internet service you want through ProXPN. If you've got the premium account, you can even use torrents on ProXPN, meaning that you are shielding your location from the other people who are receiving and sending torrents from you. So your internet service provider will no longer have any idea what it is that you're doing online. They will only see this 512-bit encrypted stream coming through their servers, so they won't be able to log your information anymore, wherever the website you're going to, the searches you're making. Those are normally logged by your ISP, but if you're using ProXPN, ProXPN doesn't log them, and your internet service provider will have no idea where you're going. So there's so many different benefits. Plus, if you have a workplace restriction on what site you can visit, or maybe you're at school and there's some sort of school filter in there, this gets around all that stuff. So proxpn.com/FTL, go there, check it out. And when you're ready to sign up, use our discount code, FTL20. You'll get 20% off the price of their premium account. So unlimited bandwidth with a premium account, unlimited usage of whatever services you want on the internet. proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. Promo code is FTL20. So go check it out. proxpn.com/FTL.
I mean, I think just that the workplace get around seems like worth it. Just enough for that. I mean, at my workplace, we go on YouTube and Facebook for work.
A lot of places have restrictions.
A lot of places have those restricted, yeah.
So, you know, use at your own risk. obviously, if you're using ProXPN and the boss comes into the cubicle and sees you on Facebook, that could be a problem, but that's not ProXPN's fault.
No.
So we'll continue here with this device. The Denver Post is giving us the details on...
Just thinking about that, sometimes there have been incidences where I've been at a place where they have restrictions on the internet connectivity, but I really need to, for legitimate reasons, get on a particular site. And rather than trying to find an administrator or something like that, it'd be really nice to just fire up the ProXPN and get onto the site that you
want. Yeah, like YouTube, people use it for instructional, learning things, so that could be used very legitimately at a job.
Back to the story about the smelloscope thing that they're going to be using in Denver. They are using, actually, as we speak, apparently, to investigate marijuana scents. Now, right now, according to the expert here, Mr. Siller, he's Ben Siller, works with the Department of Environmental Health in Denver. He says that marijuana smoking or even grow facilities won't be reaching the level of a 7-to-1 dilution threshold, which is what's necessary to violate the current ordinance, which hasn't happened since 1994. He said that, an industrial level aroma, like what might come from an ill-managed rendering plant, perhaps might set this thing off or might violate the current law. Siller does advise warehouses to be good neighbors and try to reduce the odors as best they can, even though they are not breaking the law. The city may issue citations when 5 or more residents call in an odor complaint within a 12-hour period. However, that also rarely happens. But it is, he says, more frequent than the odor violation itself exceeding the 7-to-1 ratio. Neighbors in the Washington Park neighborhood called last year to called in successive complaints about a wood-burning pizza restaurant, which was cited and later put in a system to diffuse the smoke. Also, neighbors in the River North neighborhood have regularly complained about Cassell Industries, which makes pig ear dog treats. The city gave Cassell a $500 citation for nuisance orders, and then the company turned around and sued the city. The cases were later dropped. As far as marijuana, complaints began coming in a few years ago from people saying they were smelling a new odor in the city, mostly around the industrial areas. Siller said, "I had an old guy call complaining about this unusual odor when he drove past Mississippi and Santa Fe. I knew right away what it was, and I told him that it was marijuana. His reaction was, 'What?'" From January to September, the city received 85 odor complaints, 11 related to marijuana. Last year, there were 288 odor complaints. And 16 of those were marijuana related. So it sounds like thus far, 2013 is about on par with 2012. They're on track for about 15 complaints this year.
So a small increase from the...
From 2010. It was 2010, it was like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Okay, yeah, and 2012 was 16.
16, correct.
So you're talking about slightly more than one complaint a month.
For marijuana.
Yeah, you know, this guy can be put to work somewhere doing something that makes more sense than this. This is ridiculous.
He says, "I thought, we're going to start getting calls." The rule has been scaled back, apparently, because Denver City Council had last month presented a list of proposed rules about marijuana possession and consumption that would have prohibited even the smell of marijuana smoke coming from private properties. They have scaled that rule back, and the council is meeting again on the matter on Tuesday. Council President Mary Beth Sussman says that the city must evaluate its odor laws. Now public consumption of marijuana is illegal, but no recourse exists for people affected by the smoke or who are offended by the odors. Sussman says odor can be subjective. It's hard to legislate odor. The strength that is required to register on the nasal ranger is something we need to look
nasal
at.
Nasal ranger.
I also wonder if people will get used to the smell and the dislike of it may change over time. Councilman Charlie Brown, who chairs the committee looking into marijuana
issues.
Come
on, this is an onion piece.
Oh, it's real.
Please. The bureaucrat that hasn't had a bus since 1994, the smell-o-vision nose, the conical nose prosthesis, the city councilor, man named Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown said he wouldn't like for his privacy to be violated by marijuana smoke.
He also said he wouldn't like the football to be pulled away when he went to kick it.
So that's it. I mean, so basically, this is the one of the city council, the council president here, Sussman, is admitting that they are considering this. They're looking right now into it. She says, we need to look at the strength that is required to register on the nasal ranger. That's what she wants to find out. Because that's why this guy's in the streets. It's exactly what you suggested earlier, Mark. This guy's in the streets to do detection with this device, to register what, you know, what amount of smoke is registering with this device, what can this ordinance be written as, so they can start handing out tickets because somebody's been offended by the scent of marijuana in Denver. It's absolutely outrageous.
I mean, either that or they just, someone in the government there knows this guy, and they're just giving him a nice contract to go around smelling things.
He's not doing anything differently, though, Marcus. This has been his job for 26
Does
years.
He works for the government?
Yes, he works for the Denver Department of Environmental Services. Yes, Environmental Health, excuse me. Denver Department of Environmental Health.
Wow.
And now I don't think this particular device has been around for that long, but it's basically been his job as odor inspector for the last 3 decades of his life.
Wow.
And this is going to really increase if they pass this ordinance. They will then give this device out to the police in the city.
Yeah, man.
And then the police will go around handing out.
Maybe they'll hand that get that guy an assistant smeller.
Great point. He would love that. Bureaucrats love to increase the amount of bureaucracy underneath them.
Sure.
But in this case, I would predict they were going to hand these over to the police. They'll have one in every police car. If they figure out that there's a certain amount of smoke concentration that will set this thing off and that it's an achievable level, you know, if they can set it down, because right now it's like 7 to 1, very, very high, hasn't happened in 26 years that anything has set this thing off. But the device can presumably detect much more smaller ratios. So all they have to do is rewrite this ordinance or write a specific marijuana-related ordinance, which will result in anybody smoking outdoors, anybody smoking in their car or whatever, violating the ordinance and therefore being subjected to ticketing. And if they'll hand these out to the cops all across the city, they'll be raking in the dough from marijuana smokers. More come up here in a moment, but it'll be legal to smoke the marijuana. Just don't offend someone with it. More come up.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.